This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 16. Table of Grace. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." The house is noisy and filled with people of all ages and sizes. Wonderful aromas drift in from the kitchen, and celebration is in the air. The atmosphere is full of stories being told and memories being shared. There's always something familiar and always something new. I look forward to these shared family gatherings. Family, to me, is anyone who arrives and shares in the gathering. Connections are made over birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and any other excuse to get together. For the same reasons, I also look forward to communion at church. I look forward to sharing the story of Jesus walking down the street to the place where he and his disciples would share a meal. I imagine the disciples getting ready for the Passover feast together. They would be reflecting on the first Passover, and they would be wondering how things would go in the upper room Jesus had arranged for them. At the table, as they remember God's deliverance from slavery long ago, there's a change in the conversation. Jesus introduces something new, offering a remembrance for the future. He says this meal will mark the beginning of a new covenant. They don't understand, but later they will see that the kingdom of God will include all kinds of people. All who believe in Jesus as Savior. This will be a table offering grace for all. And that's worth remembering. Pray with me. Dear God, forgive us when we forget. Remind us today of your love and grace. Thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus that opens the way for us to come to your table. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.